Good evening and welcome to another edition of The Sexy Show. I'm your host, Benny Love. We going live from New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten, what's happening? It's real cold in the city tonight. But we gonna make it do what it do, alright? We got a fabulous show tonight. We got Chris and Coco. You've heard these young ladies on their hit show on VK Radio. It's extraordinary. We're going to be talking about love, relationships, and everything in between. All right? So get your favorite drink. Sit back, relax, and we're going to make it do what it do, baby. All right? You're listening to Pashani Radio and worldwide on iHeartRadio. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle, all right? We're not going to let y'all call in tonight because we want to keep this show where we can air it, okay? So, trust me, Chris and Coco enough to have on, didn't open up the lines and let it go bananas. All right, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. I'm Benny Love, your concierge of love, right here on BashaniRadio.com, the sexiest show in America. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for being here. We got two fabulous young ladies. Chris, she grew up a city girl, but she's a Southern belle at heart. She's been married, divorced, and blessed with a beautiful daughter from that union. She has a bachelor's degree in business, but learned many things from the school of hard knocks, as life is the best teacher, as she says. One important thing she's learned was that integrity and honesty will get you further than you could imagine. So we look forward to sharing and caring every Friday night, sweet talk with no sugar, baby. And that's just half of the duo. The other young lady is Coco. She's been married, divorced, and privileged to raise three children into adulthood and having the honor of traveling the world and living abroad. She's experienced many life happens, obstacles, and been delighted to share with you how you always win through bravery, positivity, and humor. And if you haven't heard their show, make sure every Friday night on VerkRadio.com, these ladies are lit. You hear me? As the young people say, they just lit. Ladies, thank you for being on the Sexy Show. How are you doing today?
Yes, thank you.
I thought you was
too sweat for a minute. I know that's right, Benny Love.
Ladies, on your show, man, you have a hot show on VK, and you know, you guys talk about everything from frenemies to love, and tonight's show was extraordinary. Can one person love two people? Tell me why you. How you ladies have learned so much about the art of love.
Oh, my goodness. Through experience.
You got to let my listeners know, this is Coco, this is Chris, because you guys sound just alike.
Coco,
so,
everyone.
Right, that way we can, you know, who to point it at, all right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. I know, for me, and I'm sure Chris will agree, being married is a whole nother level than just being in a relationship. You know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or dating. It takes it to a totally different level. Would you agree, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
I mean, yeah, not only is there just paperwork involved, but, you know,
So I'm gonna start it off like this. I was in a conversation with some men and women, and somebody stood up and they asked a question, and they said, and I want to know what you ladies think about this. They said, should marriage, like everything else, have an expiration date?
Yeah.
Really? Who is this? No, she didn't. Did you say death certificate?
No.
Yeah, right? Isn't it supposed to be forever?
No, it shouldn't have an expiration date.
All right,
doesn't have an expiration date.
Mm.
Okay,
ladies, you're gonna get my audience so confused. Just say this is Chris, and bam, go with that right there. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Chris, and I say that no, there's no expiration date. You know, you create your own destiny. So if you want an expiration date, then it shall be one. But for those who don't want one, it's not going to be an option.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why he was saying that, he was saying like, if you have a license, it expires. If you have any type of license or a driver's license or anything like that, all those things expire at some point. So he was saying, why couldn't they have that in marriage? And you say marriage should be to the day you die, right?
This is Chris, and I think that they should have a marriage renewal license period. Let's say after 5 years, because truthfully, after 5 years, a lot of marriages, you know, before 5 years, they break up. If you don't make the 5-year mark, then it's something wrong. So it should be an expiration date, and you should revisit, hey, do I still want to do this or not?
This is Coco, and yes, I totally agree. That's an awesome idea. And you would have to go and renew your license. And they should put the people through a test in order to be able to renew. Are you still in it?
Get everybody a free win after that.
Yes.
Everybody free win.
Get some free just to get in check out here.
You know why
I'm planning my second wedding now.
Oh, you're planning your second wedding. This is Coco.
No,
this is Chris.
This is Chris.
Coco is single.
You're planning your second wedding, Coco.
Yes, I am.
Oh, go with your bad self.
No, so you, Vinnie, love. You said Coco again. It's Chris that's planning her.
Okay, Coco wants y'all to know that she's single, ladies and gentlemen. I just want y'all to know that she's trying to be very clear. See, it's only a few of us. It's only about 2 million of us listening to this. So,
hey, young world. Hey, y'all. No, but Chris is planning her second wedding. I've been divorced since 2002.
Also, Chris, let me ask you this, Kristen. Uh-huh. When did you know it was right to do it again? Because a lot of times people do it and they get salty and they don't want to do it again unless you're like Larry King, who's been married like 13 times. A little salty. When did you know it was right to do it again?
I knew it when I met the man that I'm going to marry. And I'm going to tell you what happened to make me feel that way. This man listened to everything I say.
Mm.
Even if it was, just a minute fact, a minute issue that I was going through, he fixed it. When we were dating, he just fixed it.
Mm.
I just told him one time, he listened. And that was it. I knew that he was the one.
So what was different?
I'm sorry, pause.
What was different about him that wasn't right in the first time around?
The difference was that I didn't know back then what I know now. And that's for everybody.
So are you suggesting that you grown and that's what made it better? Are you suggesting that you were the problem in the first relationship?
Oh, no, I wasn't the problem, sweetheart. I'm never the problem.
Oh, no, she didn't.
I know that's like her.
No, she didn't.
No, I wasn't the problem.
Okay.
The problem was I was with somebody who just didn't realize who they were. See, my man now, he knows who he is. He knows his worth. He knows that he's a king.
Mm.
And that it oozes out of him. And he drew me to him.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because the reason why I asked you that question, because a lot of times when people go through divorce, you know, they one think about the things that they did wrong. They think, but most of the times they think about the things other people did wrong, and therefore they become a little salty in even getting back into that point where you sign that contract, because it really is a contract. Okay. And you really got to make sure you're with the right person when you go
right,
through
but
that.
That's the problem I think that a lot of women have is, what did I do wrong? What did I do? It was nothing about you. It was just that particular man was not for you.
Mm.
Let me tell you, when God sends you somebody, you know it. But see, the devil is sending 10 times that. 10 times towards you. So you have to just sit back, wait, and play it out. You can't jump to the first guy who say, ooh, you cute, you sexy, you got a nice booty. It don't work like that. Because the man who is for you is not going to come up to you and say, ooh, your ass look good. So, ladies, listen up.
All right.
I'm sorry, can I say ass on here?
We prefer you to not say it, but you don't say it twice, but
okay.
Can we just not say it anymore? How about that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's like, okay, she said it, and then she asked, can she say it? You're supposed to ask that before you do it. Lordy have mercy. At least that wasn't a real bad one, so we would have beat that out, so... ladies, let me ask you this, ladies. What is going on with relationships in today's time? Because we seem to be in a microwave society right now where, you know, people are getting together. Sometimes people are not even staying together longer than a year now. And I've even heard of this new thing now where people are getting married and still living in their own residence. What's your thoughts about that? Like, in other words, they're keeping their homes. They're married. But she's going to keep his home, and he's going to keep his home, but they're married. They just don't live together.
Oh, no. This is Coco. And to answer the first question as to why, what is going on with relationships, I think that sometimes it's that people aren't dating long enough. They're just jumping, you know, oh, I'm in love after 6 months, and then let's get married. And you don't even know how that person, you know, acts when, you know, they're scared or anything. So I think people need to date longer, get to know each other, and then.
So if I ask you what's the period of time should people date before they get engaged, before they get married?
I don't think that there's any particular time.
That's true.
Because I mean, I'll tell you, the man that I'm going to marry, we got engaged in less than a month. He proposed to me.
Okay, hold on, Chris. Yeah, and that's fine, but you didn't get married after, you know, 4 or 6 months. You're still engaged. That's great. You're still getting to know each other, you know, until you tie that knot and are pretty much forced to be together. So, yeah, that's cool. I'm saying,
I wouldn't call it forced, Coco. Damn.
I mean, not forced, but, you know, I mean, like, you got to live together, you got to be together, you got to wake up together, you know what I'm saying, go to sleep together, and everything.
The best part of my relationship is that we laugh about everything. Mm-hmm. We talk about everything. And it was just funny because my sister, she was here visiting, and she stayed with us over the holidays. And she came to me, and she said, you know what? Y'all do a lot of talking and so much laughing. It's wonderful. You know, because she has never experienced that in her relationship. And I had to think about it. I said, you know what? We do. But we have fun together. So you have to, when you decide to be with somebody, you have to feel like this is your best friend. And that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like.
Well, I think it is, because I honestly think in our relationships, your significant other should not only be your homie, your lover, your friend, that fiance, and the one that you could just hang out with and do what it do. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times people don't realize that communication is absolutely necessary to win in relationships. And a lot of people, they don't talk to each other, because after you've had, you know, hit the bed, if you can't have a conversation, you're not going to last much longer. You know, a big booty and a smile only lasts for so long. You know what I mean? You got to be able to. I'm sorry.
After sex?
Yeah, meaning like, you know, people who jump into bed too early and they really haven't checked to see if they really had chemistry other than the lust factor.
Yeah. Well, what's jumping too early in bed to you?
Oh, for me? This ain't about me. It's about you. This is not about me. This is about you. So let me ask you that same question. What is jumping in bed too early for you?
Well, to me, it depends on, to me, this is just me.
Okay, me, say your name, me.
I'm sorry, this is Chris.
All right, Chris.
You know, we didn't do anything for 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. 3 weeks, all right.
Okay.
Because I read Steve Harvey's book, and he said it should be 90 days. What you think about that?
It ain't going to, I mean, at this age, cause, you know, I'll be 50.
Okay. Oh, 50 is the new 30.
Yeah, it is. And I'm pumping hottie. I am.
You going with your bad self. You just better go on with your bad self.
That's 90 days is a little excessive to me. You know, it's a little excessive. Because just think, in those 90 days that you're not sleeping with the guy that you're dating, or you figured out, you know, if both of you figured out that, okay, you the one, or we're going to do this, or whatever. 90 days is a little excessive. And that 90 days, that man going to need something. And if he ain't getting it from you, he'll be getting it from somebody else.
Oh, I hear clapping. There's somebody clapping. Who clap? Who doing all that clapping? All right.
Is somebody clapping for me?
Yeah.
I agree. I agree.
You just got some hand claps. You just got the audience. They just started clapping for you and everything.
Yes.
So if I had that.
If you want them, you better keep them. I ain't saying sleep with them on the first night, because you might get dipped then. But I'm just saying.
Said,
if you were in those 3 weeks, you better be talking, asking questions, finding out stuff.
Mm. Very, very powerful. And just in case you're just joining us, you're listening to the sexiest show in America. I'm your host, Benny Love. And DJ, tell them where we at.
Brooklyn, Queens.
Uh-oh. No, we in more than just Brooklyn and Queens now. What y'all doing? Mitro just said Brooklyn and Queens. Now we wait.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
All right, and we'll be right back after this little short break. We're speaking to Chris and Coco, And it's going down. We about to really get down right after this sexy song right here, right? Bashani Radio, New York, worldwide on iHeartRadio. You've been tuned in. You better lock it in and shut your mouth.
Drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave.
In case you're joining us, you're listening to the sexiest show in America. I'm your host, Benny Love, and we got two extraordinary ladies here, Chris and Coco, and you're listening to the sexiest show in America right here on a Friday night, baby. We getting it in. Chris and Coco, you still there?
I am. I'm Chris. I'm still here. This is Coco.
So, Chris and Coco, you guys had a great show tonight. You're talking about, can one person love two people? Can they be in love? For those that didn't hear the show, do you think they can? One person could be in love with two people?
This is Coco, and I do like how you rephrase that, because what we should have said is, differentiated in love and love, because after talking to a lot of people, giving me their opinions, there is a difference between actually being in love
mm-hmm.
with a person or just loving a person. Like one guy told me, well, I love, my one girl, but I'm in love with my other one. So
give me a clarification, then. Give me a clarification, because what is in love versus loving? What's the difference?
Well, I would say loving is a level under being in love, for one. And loving someone pretty much could be a significant other or like your family member. the cousin, the pet, something like that. But being in love,
let me clear this up. This is Chris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, go ahead, Chris. Let me hear it, because Coco's just trying to go around the bush here. She ain't told me nothing.
I'm gonna get down right to it.
Thank you, thank you, because Coco, she ain't told me nothing. She just went round the block, down the street. She stopped at 7-Eleven to get something to drink. She ain't told me nothing.
I'm
going to the 7-Eleven.
I'm going to the Liquor Depot.
Okay.
No, we're at state minimums, okay?
You go with your bad self.
Number one, you can love two people at the same time. Now, being loved, if you love somebody, you care about them, you care what happens. But when you're in love with somebody, that means you can't live without them, period.
All right.
You know what?
So,
this Coco, that's exactly what I was about to say when I was coming back from 7-Eleven. That's where I was going. Okay. How about that? Then love.
So in other words, you want to agree. You're saying that you was about to say that, but you just let her say it. Is that
what
you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There's a difference between, I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you, between being in love and loving someone. So I don't believe that a person can be in love with two people at the same time. That's where I was going.
Oh, no, I can.
I know you can. But I said, I don't know. You can't be in love with two people because your love shouldn't include betrayal. Like, how could you be in love with this person yet betray them? That's not love.
So let me ask you this then. Let me give it a little definition here. In love is when all you want is that individual in your life. When
agreed.
That's the only person you are totally focused on. That's the only person that gives you those butterflies inside, you know, late at night or early in the morning when they come home or whatever it may be. All right. That's what they do then. But loving somebody is like, you know, I really hope you don't get hit by a milk truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not in love with you.
I'm sorry, this is Coco. That's exactly what I was saying, like how you could love your cousin. I don't want my cousin to, you know, get into accident. Love, but like you said, being in love is when you can't live without that person and you don't want to cheat.
Okay, but then...
No, you're in love when you don't want anyone else.
No, that's not...
When your heart can't even attract it to anyone else in that way.
So let me, ladies, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. What about the people that are in open relationships? Do they love more than once? One person?
Yeah.
Well, they're not in love to begin with, because if you're in love, you're not going to share your stuff with just anybody. So,
Chris, you're not about to do what? I'm sorry?
That was Coco.
A Coco, you're not about to what? You say you fin to what? Huh?
Can you repeat that?
You say you're not about to deal with somebody else if you're in an open relationship, then you can't be in love. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, because the fact that
you
it's open,
that person,
so the fact that it's open is makes you not be in love. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because when you are in love, you're not going to share who you're in love with. That's the only person you want to be with. And it should go both ways. Now, if you just love, you know, the person, cool like that, open relationship, I ain't got no problems with it. But there's a difference between,
okay, well, my,
you know, being in love.
This is Chris, and I do not agree or concur with the situation that just had went down.
Tell us what you're thinking, Chris. Come on, tell us what you're thinking.
Everybody's putting so much emphasis on being in love.
Okay.
And, I mean, y'all reading too much into this.
Wait, no, Chris, I'm here. I'm simply asking questions. I want to know the truth. And if you got the truth, then why don't you share?
But you don't even want to answer my question.
What is your question? Okay. What is your question?
It's okay, Benny Love.
Go ahead. Don't let me go there, because I can go there. Okay, just
I can be in love with two different people.
You ain't right.
I You ain't right, Chris. You ain't right. Listen.
So Chris, you ain't got no problem with being in love with 2, 3, 4 people at a time.
Listen, I didn't say 2 or 3 or 4. I said 2. Yes, I can be in love and have been in love with 2 people.
All right.
That second one, it is love. You just thought it was in love.
Chris, I just want you to know this show is global. I just want to put that in your ear.
Okay. I said, hey, what's up, world? I can do this.
Oh, my goodness, I tell you. You see why you guys need to tune in and make sure you tune in to the Chris and Coco show, because they're like the odd couple that works. You know what I mean?
Yes,
they are like the odd couple. They work, but they are hilarious. That's all I could tell you, because there's some stuff they be saying on the show. I'm going to just leave it on their show. Okay, but all I could tell you is that you got to tune in. And the good thing about it, their show is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some of these shows you might want to listen to after 12 o'clock. All right. You know, I'm going to just be real. But no, this show is extraordinary. It's funny, though. It's more funny than I thought it would be. And it is a really, really good show because they basically expose their feelings, and I love it when they agree to disagree, just like they're doing right now. That's the beauty. Chris over here just going off. It's not a game.
I'm
going to
get her
once we
get done. She right here within my reach in the next room. I got you, Chris. Come right over there.
So let me ask you, ladies, what is going on in the times we're in right now? Why are so many relationships not working?
Because people don't communicate. They don't talk. They don't have fun. They just do their own thing, and they're not bringing their lives together.
I totally agree. You got to become friends, best friends first.
So do you think that all people, before they get in a relationship, they should become friends with the person before they go to the next step in being in a relationship?
Well, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who you're not friends with, do you? My man right now, he knows me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's my friend. So before he comes home, he calls and says, baby, do you need anything to drink?
Just like that, huh? Just like that.
Yes. Baby, what do you need? Are we cooking tonight, or are we ordering it? Before he even come home. So I know that he has my best interest at heart, because he know I love Cabassier.
Okay.
And he keeps me stocked.
Well, all right. You going with your bad self. I love apple juice. I'm just saying.
This is Coco, and when we were talking in the beginning, and I said pause, I was about to say to all the men, listen to what you're saying, Chris, when you were saying how you knew that your man was the one when he not only listened, but he got stuff done. Like, whatever you need, it was done, like, the next day.
He took care of it.
Yeah, that's actions speak louder than words.
Like the little squirrel that was in my attic, done.
Mm. Done.
The sign that was coming off on my house, done.
There was a squirrel in your attic?
Let me tell you something. My baby said, Mommy, something is running over my head. I was like, oh, hell to the no. Because, see, I had just bought this house. Oh, no. Said, I got it. I ain't heard squirrel since.
Done.
Because my man got it.
Wow, it's like that,
he
huh?
He ain't scared of nothing. I'm scared of everybody.
That's amazing.
He comes and rescue me.
He it's going down like that. Is that your man in the background?
No, actually, it's my cousin that's in the background.
Oh, okay. All right.
And this is Coco, and the last guy that I kicked it with was supposed to fix my screen door, and it's not done, and that's why I'm not kicking it with him anymore. So, yeah, Chris, I get
it.
When they...
So he got kicked to the curb because he didn't fix the screen door. Is that what's really going down?
Your word is a
lie. Yeah, I hear that right there. I ain't mad at you. See me, I just hire people. I ain't mad at you. I just hire people.
Why did you have to go and find somebody to fix your screen? He knows it's broke.
Exactly.
He should have just bought a new door.
He came in that same screen door.
What's up, Coco? Right. Lay down. He didn't get that far. Because he ain't, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't keeping work. Well, kudos to you. Okay. Wow, that's amazing. So, ladies,
here's, we're getting down closer
to the end of the show. So, I mean, we're having so much fun here. Let me ask you this. There's a big thing going around about, you know, the Lemonade and about the Jay-Z and the Beyonce, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Let me ask you a question. Should a man be given another chance if he cheats on you?
Let me answer first. This is Chris. Personally, I can't do it. I've said this on the show. I cannot handle, because this is not baseball, as I have mentioned several times before. This is not no three strikes and you out. Mm. No. It's one strike and you ghost.
Whoa.
Period. I agree.
Period.
And does that go both ways when a woman cheats?
It should.
Yeah.
But see, what you usually see is women taking guys back time after time after they cheated, okay? But a guy can't handle that. So they will ace you in a second.
Yeah.
No, but what I've heard, ladies, is this, though. A lot of times, men never even know they women cheat because women cheat so much better than men.
We do.
Oh, we're the best. Yeah. A woman will go, you cheat, come home, get her kids a bath, fix dinner, make sure her husband, you know, got everything he needs, and go to bed, wrap her hair, wear her scarf, and have a good night's sleep. Yeah, women are very...
Wow.
I mean, we may have better We still have better skills. Don't get me wrong.
You say you got better skills. So why do men get caught so much and women don't? What's the secrets that women do that men don't know about? We just want the truth. Go ahead. You got the time. Let's go. Oh, yes, you did. Just give us the truth. You know, you say y'all keep it sweet talk with no sugar. So just bring it on. You know what I mean? I don't need no sugar in mine. I can take it raw. Let's make it happen.
You can take it straight up.
No, I'm like going to just take it straight up. I think part of the reason why men always get caught and looking stupid is because they don't think things through. They don't, you know, think things all the way through and have a plan in the end. Or whatever. Women, we are so intelligent. We're going to know who, what, when, exactly everything. And men, they just slip up. They're just not as intelligent, I think.
So, do you think it's intelligence, or is that women are more deceiving than men?
I definitely don't think that women are more deceiving. Mm-hmm.
So why do they do it so good?
Because we are better thinkers when it comes to things like that.
I'm not gonna agree with you on that because you're basically saying all men are dumb. You can't do that because we're not all dumb.
No, not all men and all don't cheat either. But you have to admit that men are usually the ones to get caught versus women.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, because they do some things. Yeah, I want to hear why. Because see, you got men like me. You know what I mean? I don't have to cheat. You know why? Because I got the, you know, I'm the sexiest man they ever want to go to see. You know, when I come home, you know what it is. You know what I mean? Everything paid for. Let's go. You was gonna tell us what happened? Is she on the radio show? She knows she on a radio show. Does Chris know she on a radio show?
But yeah, like I was saying, I feel as though men just don't follow through their sloppy and mess. Like they mess around and not have their phone locked, and then the other girl is texting at 2 a.m. Good night, or that was great yesterday. Like,
now, was that Coco said that she was going to tell us, or I'm talking to Coco or Chris?
You're talking to Coco.
All right. So Chris say she was going to tell us what's really going down. What happened to her?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. The problem is that men think with two parts of their body, either their head or their head.
No, you didn't.
We don't have that issue. That's why y'all get caught all the time. Because you think with your penis and not with your brain on top of your shoulder. That's why y'all get caught.
So you're saying men are just sloppy with it? Is that what you're saying?
Men are sloppy. Men are smart as hell, but they're sloppy.
So interesting. Yes.
Once they come to a realization that, okay, hold on, little fella. Let me do the thinking up here. They will become much better cheaters. And I'm not giving y'all the secret to this. We already know it as well.
I'm going to just say this right here. The opinions expressed here are simply those of Chris and Coco, not of that of our advertisers, our sponsors, or our affiliates. I just wanted to be clear. Go ahead, Chris, and continue your conversation.
Go ahead. Your disclaimer.
You're not going to get me caught up in here.
That's right.
So,
yeah, you know, women, we know how to knock our hair. You know, this is so cool. We know how to.
Okay, you're coming in a little staticky. I'm not sure what's happening with your line.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, there you go. That's much better. You got to keep it sexy. Okay, this is the sexy show. Everything's got to be sexy here.
Yes. Keep it sexy. As I was saying, women, we know how to multitask and have to keep an order. We can get the kids off of school, go get them for their doctor's appointment, you know, come home, make sure dinner's ready, everything. So as far as cheating, we know how to, you know, slide that in with our daily tasks.
So if I ask you, and I just want to put this out there because I gotta give the men a little insight here. So if I ask you, what's one mistake men make? And we're, ladies and gentlemen, we're not condoning it here. We're just having a conversation. All right. But what's one mistake that men make that get them caught?
Not locking their phone. Because you don't like your phone and you go to the kitchen, oh, she's going through it.
It don't matter. We'll plan on the anyway.
Exactly. Well, that too.
So that too.
You're right. We're watching.
So there's nothing about the man's actions, okay, in particular. Does a man act different when there's another woman involved versus when he's totally focused on you? Does a man act different? According to women.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do? How so?
Yeah. You know what? The men try so hard not to act different that they are acting different.
Mm.
I've had one. Okay? They tried so hard. And then, you know what happens? I'm going to tell you exactly what happens. They talk so much all of a sudden. Trying to hack stuff or trying to put you on another trail. I'm like, well, he ain't never shared this with me before.
So you know, are you saying men become more open when they want to cheat? Is that what you're saying? I'm not sure if that is that what you're saying.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
My ex-husband, okay, bowling team. He was on a bowling team. All of a sudden, the bowling team becomes co-ed. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't care. I ain't never want to go see him bowl anyway. Whatever, go do you. That's your time, right? Go bowling. But all of a sudden, it was like, yeah, well, you know, my bowling team, and went co-ed, and, you know, these girls is all on the team. And I mean, I didn't ask you nothing. Go ahead and go bowling. If there's some girls on the team, but he just kept giving me information. Giving me, you know, just talking about it, talking about it.
So you think he was confessing? Is that what you're saying?
He was confessing and didn't want to. Mm. But then come to find out, he was banging one of them.
Oh, so he wanted you to know that there was a co-ed team so that you wouldn't be suspicious and you let him do his thing when really he was in his own little words telling you that there's some hot chicks up in his piece.
But see, he was already doing his thing. I didn't even have to know the team when co-ed, dummy.
Okay?
I don't care. Because you know why I didn't care? Because I am so secure in who I am.
Okay.
And what, you know, and what I am. He didn't even have to tell me. It was going to come out anyway. But now, since you, I'm like, why is he talking to me about this? Oh, okay. So, yeah, as soon as I did my little investigation, did my little Inspector Gadget.
It didn't take long, did it?
Girl, 6 hours. Okay.
Yeah, that was his guilt. He was feeling guilty and told on himself.
That's all it is.
Exactly. They talk too much, like you said, or they just be extra happy. Why are you so happy all of a sudden? And, you know, that's different.
Yeah, they just
guilty.
Extra
stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, extra stuff.
Well, you know what? And so I'm just not going to let y'all come here and just rock on men like this. So here's what I'm going to tell you about women, men. You know, for you men, I want you to take this into when a woman is cheating, here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman is starting to have interest in other men, all you got to do is watch how she used to dress and watch how she's dressing right now. Because she upgrades that, gentlemen. No, there's a couple of things that women do. Just ride with us, Chris or Coco, whoever you're talking right there. But yeah, all of a sudden, they're smelling much better than they was before. Like they got a special perfume going on. On top of that, they're making sure that makeup and all that stuff is when they used to go to work and maybe like a sweater or something. Now they got a dress that they're really rocking out. And what I'm trying to say here is this: behavior changes when people add other people to the situation. Because you remember, everybody put on their best face in the beginning. You know what I mean? They dressed up. They're doing whatever it is because, you know, everybody wants to feel attractive no matter what. Even those who've been married, whatever they want. Sometimes they just want to test and see if they still got it. You know what I mean? They may not mean nothing about it, but they want to see if they still got it. So, you know, everybody puts their best foot forward. And you can tell by the behavior of a woman, meaning like if there was things she wouldn't do before, now all of a sudden it's okay. You know what I mean? I don't need no male friends, but now all of a sudden it's okay to just hang out with them though. But you don't want to take your man with you. Why you don't want to take him with you? You know why she don't want to take you with you? Because nobody want to take sand to the beach. It is just that simple. So all I'm saying here, men and women, is that if you watch people's behavior, when everything is going good, take note of how they operate. And when everything is not going so good, take note on how they operate. And you will see changes in one of those situations. Because once a woman is no longer focused on you and focused on somebody else, everything becomes wrong. You know, you can come in the house and laugh too loud while you're laughing so loud. Like, because they don't want to be bothered. But this is not. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, usually, this is Chris.
Chris.
If a woman is happy, a woman is happy.
Okay.
It takes something to offset that, to put her on to something else.
Yes.
What if she just trying to fill her oats? Maybe she missed something in life that she didn't have before.
We don't. No, women usually don't do that.
No, we don't.
Now, if you were trying to change a home to a housewife, then maybe.
Okay.
If you have a stand up woman that's in your corner, and she starts to change, it's not because of an outside force. It's because of how she's being treated at home.
Definitely. This is Coco. Yeah. Men are the ones who cheat just to sow their oats, as you say.
Right.
Women, you know, we have to have a reason.
So you think if a woman starts missing something at home, then she goes other place and start looking. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That man is not handling everything at home right.
Because
and so he's lost her interest.
I've heard women who have a man who does everything right. He does everything right. He's there for her. He's doing the things that he, you know, supposed to do as a man. And then sometimes because I'm sorry.
She's just plain old stupid.
No, he's not doing everything right. This Coco, there's something he's obviously not doing right. You can't do everything right. He might be 99% doing things right. But
listen, people. You're not going to get a mate who is going to do 100%
right.
or 99%.
There is no perfect people. There is no perfect people.
Correct.
Of what you want. So, you know, if you have somebody that's doing 75% of everything that you want, okay, right now I have a man that's doing 90% of everything that I want.
Okay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
I hear that.
And y'all need to recognize it. I mean, I'm not, you know, if your man is not caring for your everyday needs, or is comforting you, or making you feel safe, or making you want to do more in your life, then maybe that's not the man for you. Because you can't take somebody that's doing 25% of whatever you want and change that into 75%. He has to do that on his own. There's nothing a woman can do for that. So if you're in a relationship that you're doing 75% of, then you might need to seek other places or let that go.
Absolutely. And this is Coco. I know that nobody, no relationship, the person's going to do everything 100% right. So what I was getting at is there may just be one thing that he's not doing that, you know, he used to do or that she, and that one thing will allow the woman to step outside the relationship and find another man to live or to just, you know, satisfy her needs.
I advise nobody to step out. I advise sever the tie and say, hey, look, this ain't working. Because I'll be the first to say that. I have said it several times. Hey, this ain't working. So I'm moving on.
See, a lot of people say they want that honesty, and then when you give it to them, they be like, you're too damn honest. You know what I mean? And then some people, but you know what I'm saying?
But see, you can't ask for honesty if you're not willing to take it. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree. You
know, my guy now, you know, he tells me some brutal honesty about me, you know, but it's only made me a better person. And it made me respect him more to say, hey, baby, you need to do this, this, and that, you know, and this is just my opinion. This is what he's telling me, you know, and I appreciate that because I want to be the best woman that I could be for him. And I do the same for him.
That's very, very powerful.
So you have to make each other grow.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's who you want to be with.
I hear that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to the last 5 minutes with Chris and Coco. They said it was going to be here for 30 minutes, but it's an hour. We had them. We was in it. It was going down. See, they thought it was going to be for 30 minutes. We just hit an hour, right? So, ladies, your final words. Let's start with Chris. Your final words.
What, about relationships?
That's what we've been talking about. Unless you've been talking about something else.
Relationship. All I'm saying is, look, be you. Do not compromise yourself for anybody. If somebody wants to be with you, they're going to be with you for who you are. So you don't have to do anything extra. And just listen, because that's the key in a relationship, is listening. Period.
There it is, communication. I 100, you 100 on that right there. Coco, your final words.
Yes, I would say be honest as well. Just be honest. Don't play with a person's feelings, you know, or a person's heart. That's a dangerous game. And, you know, it's just all about honesty.
Right, and tell people if they want to learn more about you ladies and listen to your show, where can they go?
They can go to ThursdayRadio.com.
Chicken and Chris and Coco.com.
Yes.
And you can also come into our Sweet Talk No Sugar Room. And yes, give us your commentary, and we will be airing and speaking about your comments on the upcoming show.
Yes, and you can go on our Facebook page, Kicking It With Chris and Coco Show, and in there, it'll lead you to the Sweet Talk No Sugar Room. And we're going to be talking about our most embarrassing moments. Last they tell.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. We got a couple of more things for y'all coming up, so definitely.
Very, very powerful. And you can get these ladies on VerkeRadio.com, iHeartRadio.com, Apple TV, and all mobile devices, ladies and gentlemen. Chris and Coco, thank you for being on the sexiest show in America. I appreciate you for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Danny. Thank you so much. I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate your openness, and that's all we ask for right here.
All right, Sweet Talk No Sugar, baby.
Hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Chris and Coco kicking it with him on this Friday night going into Saturday night, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and what did you learn from this show? One, communication is absolutely necessary. If you can't talk to your significant other, if you can't connect and communicate, you pretty much lost the game already. Start talking to each other. And number two, you can go out there and you can step out, but it don't mean it's gonna work. You can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 loves, but are you really in love? I think the true answer to that is, before you can love someone, live to love yourself. All true love starts with yourself. When you can make love to yourself mentally, you can make love to others. See, ladies and gentlemen, we're so busy looking on the outside that a lot of times we don't pay attention to what's going on the inside. And once you learn to pay attention to what's going on the inside, you explode with wisdom, love, and manifestation of your true self. I hope you enjoyed this conversation tonight like I did. Make sure you check out Chris and Coco over at kradio.com every Friday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll give you what you're looking for, right? Until next time, I want you to remember this. The moment you learn to love who you are in every way is the moment you learn to love everybody else. I don't know why they're still talking. Let's put them on mute. But just remember, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. So make sure you join me right here on the sexiest show in America. Every Saturday, sometimes Sunday, we do what we do. All right? And I appreciate you. We're going to let it ride out. And we'll be back at the same back channel again. Can't do a damn thing about it. We're gonna let it ride out with a little Daniel C. This is my jam, baby. One time for your mind right here.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
We're going to leave you with this, Daniel C. Get you, baby. This song right here is so damn sexy. Every time I hear this, I dream about the girl that in my mind.
Through drought and famine,
let's get it, baby.
Natural disasters, my baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Your cries, they can be heard from far and wide.
just be my lover. Boy, you lead me to paradise.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom!